In him was life, and that light was the light of men. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. The word of God is life. The word of God brings light. Experience the wisdom, presence, and the power of Jesus Christ through the ministry of his servant, Jonathan Lagan. Welcome to Pneumatech.
Because you live, we shall live also. So says your word. In John chapter 14 and in verse 19, you said, because you live, we shall live also. And we thank you because even tonight, it will be a display of your power like we have never seen before. Give everyone a miracle. As they so desire, let the glory return to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Give the Lord a big shout of praise. I said, give the Lord a big shout of praise. Hallelujah. You are still too quiet. Hallelujah! Are you ready for tonight? Ask your neighbor if he's ready for this service. I believe, God, that you will receive a divine visitation like you have never seen before. You know, those days, there's a prayer we used to pray before services like this. I hope I don't forget the prayer. The prayer goes like this. Lord, let those who have come to see, come and see. You know, there are people like that in church. They only come to see, just to come and watch. Let's watch film. Amen. Anyone that has come to see, you go see, oh. Beginning from yourself. You are such a witness. Shout a louder amen. Now clap your hands for the King of Kings. Clap your hands for the Ancient of Days. Clap your hands for the Lord that is strong and mighty. The one that is mighty to save. The one that is mighty to save. I said the one that is mighty to save. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 14 verse 31. How many of you saw that testimony? I walked in and saw, I don't know, I think the media was displaying something related to the testimony of one of our sisters. Amen. That was Chamo. Are you hearing me? Do you still have it? Do you have those pictures? Now, I want you to know something. In my entire life, I've never paid anybody to frame a testimony. I used to think there was a need for that until I found God. There's no need to pay somebody to come and testify. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God has not run out of power. Look at that. That is charm. I don't know what that is. I don't know where they found it, whether in the shop or they dug the ground and I don't know. I didn't hear the testimony. How did they find it? This is the reason why many people don't progress. All right. This is live in Maiduguri. This is not an imported testimony. Live, you saw her. This is only God knows when we get to heaven how many things that have been buried in the ground against you. But in the name that is above every other name, you don't sound excited. In the name of He that died and rose from the dead, anything that was buried in the ground against you, God will expose it in this service. God will expose it in this service. You believe it, shout it louder, amen. Clap your hands once more and give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Charm. The Bible says no weapon formed against you. I don't care where they got it from. Whether from Okija Shrine. Or maybe they went to, what's the most diabolic place in Adamawa State? See, the way I'm talking about this Adamawa State, like it's like we are going there for a crusade next year. Amen. What's the name of the most diabolic place in Adamawa? Don't deny your state. Or you married from there. Huh? You know them now. Garkida. What's the name of that place where they eat people? The Bible says that it will cause them to be drunk with their blood as with new wine, and it will cause them to eat their own flesh. The Bible says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid of? It says, when the enemies, even my foes, came up against me to eat up my flesh, it says, they stumbled. Ha ha. They shall stumble and fall for your sake. Oh. Anyone that has decided that your flesh will be their meat, they will stumble and fall. They will stumble and fall. I said they will stumble and fall. In the name of Jesus. Maybe this service is going to be a service for judgment. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The miracle cannot be complete until God brings judgment on your enemies. I said, until God brings judgment on your enemies. And may Elohim bring divine judgment upon those that rise against you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Exodus chapter 14 and verse 31. Before we get into the service tonight, something great and mighty will happen for you in this service. I said that with full assurance of faith in the name of Jesus. It says, toss Israel. You can put your name there. You can put SGNI. You can put Pneumatech. Toss Israel saw the great work which the Lord had done in Egypt. They didn't hear it. They saw it. He says, so the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and His servant Moses. May the things that you will see tonight make you to know that your God is alive. I believe, God, that tonight by the miracles that he will wrought, many of you, your faith in God is almost dead. You're almost giving up. Perhaps there are certain things that you no longer seem to trust God for again, because you think God has run out of stock. But tonight, by the workings of God in your life, not just in your neighbor, this is not the service where you come and see what is happening and go, no. This is the service where God will begin the roll call with your name. I said God will begin the roll call with your name. Guess who is going to be the first on the list for a miracle tonight? You believe that it is you, shout a louder amen. I said you believe that you are first in line for a miracle, shout a louder amen. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Clap your hands and give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. And may God make sure that you are not disappointed tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. I can't hear you. Oh, he's alive. Your God is alive. Hey. Forever. He's alive. He's alive. Your God saved. Hey. Sing that you feel it. God is good. I said God is good. And all the time, you will see his goodness today, oh. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I'm just making announcements to you. I'm not telling you things that we've not seen before. We've seen God do crazy things in this place. In fact, many of us are becoming too used to the testimony. Oh, money. Credit alert. Somebody give me this one. You think anybody who gives you money doesn't need the money? Most of the times when God moves people to bless you, they sometimes need what they are giving to you. But not when the favor of God is on your life. I prophesy to 21 people right now. Uncommon favor is resting upon your life right now. I said uncommon favor is coming on your life right now. You believe it, shout amen 3 times. Number two. Clap your hands and give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, it is my season of favor. I'm not talking about what you have seen before. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm talking when it happens, you say, oh God, so you left the best for the last. You know, that's what God does. At the marriage in Cana, when the wine was tested, the wine that Jesus turned from water to wine, the MC spoke to the owner of the feast. He said, everybody serves the best wine first. And then when people are drunk and forgotten, they serve the common wine. He said, but you have saved the best for last. I prophesy that the favor of God that you have never seen before, that your family members have never seen before, favor that has never been experienced in your lineage, I prophesy to somebody, it is coming on your life in this service. Hey! It is coming on your life in this service. You believe me? Shout it harder, amen. Somebody shout favor. Favor that they have never seen in your lineage before. I'm talking about people dashing you things. Somebody will say, did they dash person this thing? You hear me? A few years ago, somebody walked into my house with an envelope, a small envelope. You know, there are times when you can determine what is in an envelope. If you see a fat envelope, yeah, maybe a few thousands, maybe 50,000, 100,000, 200,000. When you see a very flat envelope and you size the person coming, it's either foreign currency, or a check. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Malangre sketele bahaya. I went to Lagos 2 years ago for holiday. Amen. We were done for the year. Went for holiday to go and rest. And then my friend who, you know, put me on the flight to Lagos, he said, Papa, I think this Lagos, you have to go there. It's like God is arranging something for you. I said, yes, so something must be arranged. Whether it is arranged or not, when I arrive, it will arrange itself. Because the Bible says that moreover, the profit of the land is meant for all. So it is my mentality. There are people who, what they have on their hair is hair cream. What I have on my head is favor. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It is my belief that I cannot enter a place and leave that place the same. Finished preaching, I think it was a 20 minutes message or 25 minutes or so. After the service, they brought me a check. Amen. It was a small church in VI. You know VI? Have you heard of VI? In Lagos. You know those small churches that they are offering can change your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Don't ask me what I did with the money. God asked me to give somebody too. I remember the woman I gave it to, an elderly woman. When I gave her, her hand was shaking like, are you hearing what I'm saying? She started singing all kinds of songs. Today, oh, what shall I render? May God bless you and use you to change somebody's story. I say, may God use you as a miracle worker in this season. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about favor that you have never seen before. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Favor that you have never experienced. That's what the Lord sent me to drop on somebody's life today. Between where you are and where you ought to be, the distance is not by centimeters. No, the distance is by favor. That you need something to rest on your life that will catapult you from looking for a missing donkey to discovering that there's a throne waiting for you. I prophesy that this season, the favor of God will locate your throne for you. The favor of God will locate your throne for you. The favor of God will bring you honor. It will bring you honor. It will bring you honor. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You remember that song that came to us at the miracle service of August? The favor of the Lord, the favor of the Lord I receive. The favor of the Lord. You are going to prophesy to yourself for 5 minutes. Your favor of the Lord, the favor of the Lord I receive. For those who are just coming, it's a very simple song. The favor of the Lord, the favor of the Lord, I receive. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I know that some of you came here intending to stand in for somebody. Are you hearing me? But there's no way water passed through a pipe and the pipe is not wet. There's no way God cannot use you to reach somebody and you yourself is left out. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The favor of the Lord, I receive. The favor of the Lord. Lift your hands as we sing it together. The favor of the Lord. The favor of the Lord. I receive. The favor of the Lord. Sing it like you know it is yours. Say the favor of the favor of the Lord. It's mine to receive tonight. Say the favor of the Lord. The favor of the Lord. I receive the favor of the Lord. Prophesy to yourself the favor of the Lord. And prophesy the favor of the Lord. Look for a neighbor. Favor of the Lord. Say you receive. Hold their hand, shake it like you want to remove it. Prophesy. Tell them there's no way you are living without divine favor. Tell them you receive.
on your heart, shake it and rock it, and say the favor.
I don't know how people survive without favor. There are things that your hard work, listen, there are things that hard work can bring. But if you should work for everything, you would have been old before the main blessings start coming. Sometimes God just gives you because he favors you. Psalms 44 and verse 3. Give me that scripture quickly. I feel like somebody's prophecy is hidden there. For they did not gain possession of the land, of the house, of the job, of the millions. How many of you are ready for to start receiving alarm? You know there is alert and there is alarm. Ask your neighbor, how many times have you received alarm this year? Ask your neighbor, do you know what alarm is? And I'm not talking about alarm that wakes you up. Hear me? There is alarm that wakes you up from sleep. There is alarm that makes you lose your sleep. Ask your neighbor, how many times have you received alarm? How many times? Give me that scripture again. For they did not gain possession of the land, of the house, of the millions. For somebody of the tens of millions. It depends on your faith too. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of you are used to six zeros. The Lord sent me tonight to transport some people. I hope you know I'm not just talking. Listen, my brothers and sisters, what kind of, would you call this God a joker? That something was prophesied last week and today we are hearing the testimony. You think it's a game? It's a joke? First of all, the person was not even in the service. Somehow connected. And then 48 hours later, they call you where you didn't apply. That has to be a God that is in serious business. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Other gods may be a joke, not this one. He said, for they did not gain possession of the land by their own sword, nor did their own arm save them. But it was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance. That's the Bible's way of calling favor. It said, because you what? Because you what? No, don't say because you favored them. Say because you favored me. Because you what? Clap your hands if you know that is your turn. It is your time. It is your time. I said it is your time. Hallelujah. It's not only your time, but your turn. Huh? It's not only your time. Let me say it again to you. It's not only your time. It's not only your time. Wave your hands and give him praise. Wave your hands and give him praise. Wave your hands and magnify him. I never knew he will honor me this way. That's what I hear in my spirit. I never knew he will change your story today. Oh. Hear me. My spirit tells me that even me, this month, something will happen for me. I don't know. Something tells me, the preacher. And you'll be alive to see it too. I don't know what God is planning, amen. He's a God of surprises. He will surprise you today. For some of you tonight, you came to receive an uncommon and an unusual anointing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It takes empowerment to shift levels, to move from one place to the other. It's something that will rest upon you tonight. Even you will know that you are anointed. The Bible says, thou anointest my head with oil and my cup. There has to be something around your life that will show an evidence that you carry a fresh anointing. The Lord told me tonight before we sit down that I should prophesy breakthrough on 14 people. Before I came here, the Lord said, lift your hands and prophesy on 14 people. He said that the angel of breakthrough will move. And that anointing will rest on 14 people. Oh God. 9 among these 14 people have no idea what is about to happen for them. Can you lift your hands to heaven? Father, I prophesy right now and I stretch my right hand. For the right hand of God is power. I declare upon 14 people. Let the anointing of breakthrough rest upon your life now. Rest upon your life now. Let the anointing for breakthrough rest upon you now. Receive it right now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says that the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah and he girded up his loins. That hand is coming upon somebody right now. The hand of God that would distinguish you, that will set you apart in amongst your family, set you apart amongst your equal. Where are they? Where are they? Lift your hands. Let that hand of God, hey, help them there. Let that hand of God rest upon you now. Rest upon you now. Rest upon you now. Rest upon you now. The hand of God for strange results.
for strange results. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The hand of God for strange results is coming upon you right now. Lift your hands. It's coming on you. It's coming on you. It's coming on you. The hand of God, it came on Elijah. And the Bible says, for him it was speed. God is about to catapult somebody here. I tell you, I see in the spirit, some of you are like an arrow in the hands of God. You are like an arrow in the bow of the Almighty. He's about to shoot you to your place of destiny. I don't know who I'm prophesying right now, but by the hand of God that is upon you right now, I shoot you to your place of destiny. I shoot you to your place of destiny. I shoot you to your place of abundance now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The hand of God for breakthrough. The hand of God for uncommon results. My God, this one is coming in my spirit. The hand of God for successive promotion. Successive promotion. I'm not just talking about one time. It will happen and happen and happen and happen. Even your enemies will know that your God is alive. Lift your hands. Take that grace right now. Take that grace right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. That's the power of God. This is somebody's moment in this service. God brought you here tonight for a change, for a turnaround, and he means business. When God says it's your time for change, guess what it is? Your time for change. Uncommon change. Uncommon change. New miracles every day. Ala kabaya salama. Testimonies everywhere. Ekelebo shata. Greatest grace I receive. Any day I know he has taken care. This brother, what's your name again? You. Yes, come. Come and shake my hand. Something is about to happen for you. Something is about to happen for you. All right? You are used to standing in for people, receiving for people. But God said I should tell you that he has sent his angel to your life in this season for a change of story.
Amen.
Oh, the Lord said to, let me say it the way God is saying it, for a change and a turnaround.
Amen.
Shake my hand. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let this be congratulations for many good things. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. I declare that it is your time and your turn. I said it is your time and your turn. Jesus is taking care of me. God is about to honor somebody here. And I don't see this often. But I saw the word UN in the air. Somebody's about to get a major appointment with United Nations. Do you believe it at all? No. This is not prophesying. This is prophesying. So I prophesied as I was commanded. I don't know where you are right now. Perhaps you are even following online from another nation. But in the name of Jesus, by he that has the key of David, I declare that that appointment is open for you. Whether you are ready for it or not, I declare that appointment released into your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will come back with a letter and testify of what the Lord has done for you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give the Lord a thunderous clap of praise. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you to the miracle service for the month of October. Oh yes. May God do you well today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please be seated briefly in the presence of the Lord. I don't have too much time to talk tonight. The hand of God is already in this place. Just going to say a few things and then we'll stand up to pray. Amen. We'll watch for the direction of the Spirit and we'll move as He's moving. Amen. And I believe that as the Lord is passing by tonight, He will stop and locate you right where you are. I want you to believe God tonight for the impossible. Believe Him for the impossible. The God that we serve is able to do exceeding abundantly, far above all that we can ask or think. I don't know what you came in today with, what request, what expectation. In case you didn't come with anyone, look for one tonight. The God that we serve, some people call Him Jehovah Overdue. It's not just a nickname. It's a name that He has earned. He's able to blow your mind. He's able to outdo His children, outdo their expectation. It's a way that He uses to sign His signature as God. He does more than you ask, so that you know that only one person can do this. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you pass a road constructed by Julius Berger, there's going to be a sign that will make you know this is JB, Julius Berger. They put a plaque or something there. When Jehovah does something, He puts His signature. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He knows that the magicians of Pharaoh can try to manipulate one or two. And so He does something that no one else can manipulate. He waits for connection to finish. Then He will enter that place and show you that He is the door. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God will do something that will make you wonder this week. That will make you wonder this season. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know, there's an old song we used to sing those days. I never see this kind God before. Wonder, wonder. I never see this kind God before. You go see. Hey. This God now. Oh. This God now. This God now. Oh. This God. Hey, I never see. Hey, you never see, and you go see. Hey. This God now, oh. This God, this God now, oh. This God, hey, this God now, oh. This God now. Oh. that will be your testimony tonight. I'm just trying to get you excited, because the Bible says it is with joy that we draw. I've never seen a person receive a miracle frowning. I've never seen that. All right? It's either you are laughing or you are surprised. This God now. Talk to your neighbor and say, wonder. Talk to your neighbor and say, wonder. Run, neighbor, find another neighbor. Say, wonder. Run, neighbor, again, find another neighbor and say, hey. Prophesy to your neighbor one more time and say, wonder. Are you ready tonight? Wonder. That's what you will see.
Wonder.
I'm tired of seeing cheap miracles.
Wonder.
You go see and you go see. Oh. Signs and wonders simply means a sign that will make you
wonder.
To tell your neighbor what they will see tonight.
Wonder.
Sit down. Hey. Wonder. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, now waiting you go see you. Now waiting you. Hallelujah. Sit down. You are provoking me.
Hey! This God now.
you are looking for trouble. Shandabakata. More miracles than you have the stomach to contain. I beg, sit down. I beg. Hallelujah. Hey. Come on, that's the shout of victory. That's the shout of victory. Looking for trouble this evening. Make the devil mad with your praise. Make the demons of your father's house mad with your praise. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Amen. Please be seated. Hey, you think God has forgotten you? He has not. Oh. This is the season. This is that time that God promised. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Are you ready tonight? Daniel chapter 4 verse 2 to 3. Your friend's name is Pius. Come, I have a word for Pius. Pius. It's not mistaken. Your friend's name is Pius. And I don't know what Pius has to do with Martins. I don't know what Pius has to do with the word Martins. Come. Daniel chapter 4 and verse 2 to 3. It's not my scripture for tonight. It's just a charge. Daniel chapter 4 verse 2 to 3. Hallelujah. You didn't shout for nothing, no? Mm-mm. God will surprise you. In the name of Jesus Christ. It says, I thought it good to declare the signs and wonders that the Most High God has worked for me. How great are His signs and how mighty His wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and His dominion is from generation to generation. God is still in charge. Tell your neighbor, God is still in charge. Listen to me tonight. Because of the unpredictability of life and the peculiarity of the problems and the challenges that we face on a daily basis, I believe that there is a daily demand for miracles. Miracles are simply divine interventions.
You know, when a natural disaster happens and it is being recorded, maybe by an accident investigation bureau or something, they'll usually call it, if it's a natural disaster or it had a natural cause, they will call it acts of God, right? Maybe there was a wind or something natural that led to that chaos. They will call it acts of God. That means that even scientists have been trained somehow to know that there are certain things that only God can do. Please, when you find that person, I want to talk to that person. Your friend's name, not brother, but okay, if you're brother, no problem. But friend is called Pius. Come quickly. Your friend's name is Pius. And I don't know what Pius has to do with Martins or Martin. Come quickly. So brothers and sisters, we face a lot of challenges in life that requires for divine interventions every now and then. When a miracle happens, natural laws are suspended and supernatural laws come into play. That's what you call a miracle. What are the different areas of our lives where we seem to need miracles? We seem to need divine interventions. Number one, almost everybody will agree with this. Almost, not everybody shall. One of the areas of our lives where we need miracles is in our finances. When what you have is not enough to be called your take home, when what you have is not enough to take care of you or for your upkeep, you need divine intervention in your finances.
Yes, Papa. Pius is a friend and is connected to Martins. Martins is a friend of Pius also.
Martins is a friend of Pius.
Yes.
Clap for Jesus. Pius is your friend. Where's Pius?
He's a student at University of
Medford. He's a student. Do you know this Martins?
Yes.
Where is the Martins?
Currently, I think it's in Maiduguri or Kano, I think.
Good. The reason why I'm asking is because this word first is for Martins, not Pius. But there's a connection. The word coming to two of them is similar. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The Lord says to cancel the attack of death on Martins and on Pius.
Amen.
Now, why I said Martins first is because I saw somebody driving.
Yes, he drives, sir.
Huh?
He drives.
He drives. I saw somebody driving on the road and I saw a planned accident.
He travels a lot, actually.
He travels a lot.
Yes.
I saw somebody driving on the highway.
Yes,
and I saw an accident. Yes. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's going to happen. This, I'm telling you, let me tell you the way I saw that the devil planned it. Then after telling you that, I will now come and cancel what the devil planned.
Amen.
I saw somebody's driving. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And all of a sudden, it's like an animal or something just came out from the road, or from the side of the road into the express. And while he was trying to control the steering, he just saw black instantly. And then I saw them bringing somebody out of a car. Now the Lord said the reason why Martins cannot die is because I don't know Martin's position in his family. But as a male child, Martins is occupying a very important position in his family. And the Lord said the tears that his mother was supposed to shed this season has been cancelled because you came to this service.
Amen.
And I use that word as a point of contact to anybody here. Anyone that has been marked by the spirit of death in any coven, by any demon, in the name of Jesus, we cancel the sentence of death. I said we cancel the sentence of death. In the name of Jesus. Tell Pius to tell Martins that the Lord has preserved him from death. Are you hearing what I'm saying? and tell Martins that the Lord will bless him in this season.
Amen.
The Lord is so going to bless Martins. Martins is not married, right?
No, sir.
The Lord is so going to bless Martins that I saw a wedding card. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The Lord is so going to bless Martins between now and 5th of December. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
That I saw Martins discussing about wedding next year.
Amen.
Receive it for yourself, oh. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now to Pius. Na labaka siki lebeko soyalama. Is Pius in his final year?
We started part one together, but I'm not sure if he's in his final year too. We've not talked for a while.
Go and call him and find out.
Okay, sir.
Tell if he asks you what's the problem, tell him that right now I'm in a service and they mentioned your name and mentioned, they mentioned Martins.
Okay, sir.
When you mention, maybe we in his nika. Amen. And then find out from him whether he's in final year. Have a word for him. Let's get to the word. So we need miracles in our finances. How many of you are ready to see God move in your finances? I believe in hard work. Are you hearing me? But I believe in favor. I believe that God can touch your finances. I believe that God can touch the part of your investment that you never thought would yield. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes,
I believe that God can do something around your finances. You will dance till the end of this month.
Amen.
I believe it because I've seen God do it. I can tell you the truth. Many of the things that I have gotten in my lifetime and I have received and I have seen, many of them came by divine intervention. Came by the favor of God. I've seen God move people. They don't know why they are doing it, but me, I know what is controlling them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I myself have seen God touch my heart to bless people. Are you hearing me? In fact, there are times where God would designate to me, send this person this amount. I say, but God, this is too much for the person. He said, that's how you explain a miracle. It has to be too much. Send the person. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So we need miracles in our finances. We need miracles in our academics. Where are the students? Mm-hmm. You need God to do something that will make you surprised. You need God to do something that you, the only place you can share the testimony is in Pneumatech. Because if you try sharing it in school, they will call you for exam. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Once you just see the result on the board, you just claim it and go. Amen? You need those kinds of miracles. And that is not to entertain laziness, no. But I'm just saying that God can just move sovereignly. And they know that this is the hand of God. You need miracles in your relationships. Many of us need certain relationships to enter our life so that we can be changed. Somebody was telling me something yesterday, very funny, but I think it is profound because it's such is life. It is the truth. If all the people around you are poor, you need the help of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If all the people around you are poor, God has to bring somebody to help you. Nobody there. Somehow, the help cannot come from. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So sometimes what God will do is look for a cycle of blessed people, of wealthy people, and turn the heart of one of them to like you. And then that one stretches his hand and says, come and join our cycle. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's one book I have. I read the book a few years ago. Think Like a Billionaire. Become a Billionaire. Now, there are some books you read to get the mindset. Alright? There are some books you read to practice the principles that you have read and see how it works for you. And then a time comes when when you are reading about a billionaire and you have such people around you, you didn't get what I said. I said a time comes when you are reading about becoming a billionaire, and when you look around you, you see the manifestation of what you are reading. Do you understand what I'm saying at all? See, if God wants to make blessed people like you, it's just favor he puts on you. Till tomorrow, it will not be about anything you are doing. Of course, there are principles by which you can keep relationships around you, but you can only keep what was given to you. A man can receive nothing except it is given to him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We need miracles in our relationships. Some of us, some relationships need to die in your life. If not, you will not go forward. Yes. Certain people around you, all they know how to confess is negativity. You don't need those kind of people. For the next level you are entering, their mouth can abort it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's the reason why Zechariah's mouth was shut until John the Baptist was born. There are some people that nothing they say is ever positive. And so for God to bring certain miracles your way, he has to shut their mouth or keep you far from them. Anytime you call them, number busy, something will just make sure you are not able to reach them until that miracle lands. Who am I talking to? Let it be so for you in the name of Jesus. There are some people that carry favor. There are some people that carry a good atmosphere around them. Unfortunately, there are some other people who their atmosphere is bad. Are you hearing what I'm saying? May God keep you far from them. With no offense to those people, I didn't say anything against them. I'm just saying, for what you are going to. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are some people, once they come to see you, you miss your flight that day. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No, you don't need those kind of people around you. You need them far. Their numbers should always be busy. There are some friends that God has tried everything possible to pull you away from them. But you are too attached. You are too affiliated to poverty. You have found a way to keep that. May God divorce you from those people. It is you that God will use to change their story. Are you hearing me? And so the only way you can go and change their story is when you have moved to the next level. Are you hearing me? We need miracles in our health to stay alive and to stay healthy. We need miracles for some of us in our marriages. There are some of us here who desperately need peace. You need peace. You need divine intervention in your marriage. It's not as it appears. You may dress fine outside, but people don't know what is going on inside. If you are such a person, tonight may the God of peace appoint peace for you. In the name of Jesus. We need miracle in our churches and ministries. There are churches where they desperately need to see increase. There are churches where they need to start seeing the hand of God, signs and wonders. I mean, think of the testimonies we hear in this place. And I'm grateful to God again and again. Do you know that? Respectfully speaking, there are some churches where hardly do they even hear testimonies like this. There are some churches where, with all due respect, the only testimony you will expect is, I traveled and I came back safely. What did you come back with? Nothing. No. If you stay in that kind of assembly for a long time, it becomes difficult for you to even believe God for a next level, for a higher level. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are pastors who need to see the hand of God in their life, who are crying for evidence. And if you are a man of God, a woman of God, and you came here like that, may God visit you. In the name of Jesus Christ. We need miracles in our families, in different ways. You know what the Lord told me? While he was saying this to me earlier today, the Lord said there are some of you that you need to start seeing miracles that will redefine the status quo in your family, in your lineage, There are testimonies that they have never heard. It has to start with you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When was the last time somebody called you in your family and said, anytime we look at you, we know that there is hope? When was the last time somebody called you and said, if I die today, at least I know there's somebody better than me that can carry the family name? You know, say, carrying a family name is not by being a male child again now. Nah, but who gets Malachi? Are you hearing what I'm saying? You don't get money, you can't carry any family's name. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No, it's about who has Malachi. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's about who has Malachi. When everybody is suffering, no, there has to be that one person that God can lift. That one person that God uses as the answer to prayer. Are you hearing what I'm saying? La gabara hasite. Menkrosiprahalagadayada. I remember one time we went for a family function, I think. So my elder brother has a way of always running from relatives. Amen. He's here. He has a way of always dodging them. Anytime we go for all this family, whatever, he has a way of dodging them. And he's the one that they should see because, you know, he's the firstborn. So when he dodged them, they now look for me. And many of them, I don't know who has convinced them. Some of them feel that me, I have one vote in my house. I have one safe where there's money, all kinds of things. Amen. So they'll come right out and harass me. I remember one time, one of them even sent me a text message. Randomly, I just saw an account number. We're in an occasional. As I looked at it, so I just turned around by impulse and I saw the person. The person looked at me, say, you know what to do. Amen. You know, some family people can be entitled. And the person was right. I truly knew what to do and I knew I did what needed to be done. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And when you do what needs to be done, all of them will come, they will compose song for you. Dear. A compose song. May God lift you and use you to change people's story. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm not just talking. This is scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Let me read to you from verse 10 to 13. The Bible says, when God blesses you and you are able to give to others, the Bible says that it will cause them to overflow in thanksgiving to God because of what you have done. Let's read it from verse 10. He said, now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food receive this prophecy for yourself. Supply and multiply the seed you have sown. Amen. And increase the fruits of your righteousness. Amen. That means sometimes what opens the door is a seed. Yeah, because he said he will supply the seed to sow and multiply the seed that is sown. Let's continue. Verse 11. He says, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you are not enriched in all things, you will not be as liberal enough for somebody to say you know what to do. It will now fight nine go bust there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of the fight in families, the majority is poverty. It's poverty. Are you hearing me? When Satan in the family, trouble, including poverty. When there's in fact, there's more trouble when there's poverty. At least prayer can bind Satan. Amen. But after binding Satan and there's poverty with chest looking at you, say, here I am, send me. Let's finish the scripture. It says, while you are enriched in everything with all liberality, I prophesy that that is your story from today. No, it will not be by a driver's salary, no. If somebody say, Apostle, but I'm just a driver. That's why God is about to change your status this season. I said God is about to change your status this season. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's finish up. Which causes thanksgiving through us to God. You can go on and read the rest. So we need miracles in our families. We also need miracles in our minds. There are many of you that don't have peace of mind. There are many of you that struggle with productivity of mind. There are many of us insincerities that you don't know what to do. Honestly. Or nothing good works in your hand. You are a good person, but it's just that you are not productive enough. You need a miracle in your mind. One idea that God can breathe on you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Great men are not known for many things. If I call Mark Zuckerberg, what comes to mind? Meta, Facebook, right? If I call Elon Musk, you know what comes to mind? Just one idea that God can deposit. Even if it's sell Okrika, you'll be shocked that that's the Okrika that will open you to your first millions. What didn't work for other people is what will work for you. Amen. So we need miracle in our minds. There are people that cannot sleep because of all kinds of issues in their minds. There are people who experience negative thoughts again and again. You need a miracle of divine intervention. You need God to give you what I call peace of mind. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 32. Just two verses tonight before we begin to pray. Jeremiah chapter 32, verses 27. Jeremiah 32. It said, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" God is asking you tonight. You came here not to waste your time. You came here because somehow you've been convinced to know that it is genuinely a miracle service. And now God is asking you a question. Just before we begin to pray, is there anything too hard? Is there anything too hard in your business? In your career? Can God still work out something? Apostle, you just prophesied successive promotion. But you need to understand, Apostle, it can't be me. Because it's not proper. It's not according to the scheme of things in my office. You don't know why they call him the door. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No, you don't know why. God can make people not sleep in the night. And the only thing that will give them sleep is to ensure they look for a position to promote you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God does not work with our time. He created time. He can make time work together for his good. He can make time work to produce what he intends in your life. He can fast track time. He can delay time. It depends on what is needed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He can give you speed. He can lift you. He says, "Is there anything too hard? Is there anything to her?" Time and time again, as our expectations pile up and we seem to be faced with impossible situations and circumstances, God is asking a question. Is there anything to her? Let's look at the answer to that question. Verse 17 of the same chapter. Verse 17 of the same chapter. "Behold, I am the Lord God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me to do?" He says, "Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm." Read the last part of that verse at the count of three. One, two, three. There is. Read it again. One, two, go. Can you read it one more time as a believer?
There is nothing too hard for me.
Tell your sister that. Send a message to your family right now. Tell your loved ones. Tell your friend that is overseas in another nation, struggling to get settled. Tell them that there is nothing too hard. If it is hard, it is hard enough. God specializes in hard things. He specializes in the impossible. The Bible says, for with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things. Now you have the option to choose which. All things are possible. All things can be possible. All things will be possible. Then you make your choice. I want you to know that God never runs out of his power. He never runs dry. He never runs out of working miracles. They are his specialty. He's looking for ways in your life to show you and to prove to those around you that he is alive. That's why we sang that song, that he is alive and forever. Tonight it is my prayer that whatever your expectations are, may God so meet those expectations that tears of joy will break out of your eyes because of what the Lord has done. The psalmist says, taste and see that the Lord is good. There are many of us, you really at a point in your life where you need to see the goodness of God. When was the last time something good happened for you? When was the last time you had a cause to celebrate? Some of you may be even saying, God, you know I'm not asking for anything much. But you've been silent about this thing that I'm asking. He brought you tonight to let you know all the time you asked, he was aware. He listened. And the kind of miracle he wants to give you is what I call a miracle of consolation. Double for your trouble. Enough because you have waited. Enough to make up for the time that you have waited. In the name of Jesus Christ. Why do we need miracles? Simple. Number one, to experience settlement in life. To experience settlement. 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 Many of us here are adults. You know what that word means. Settlement. 1 Peter 5 verse 10 says, now the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory after that you have suffered for a while. He knows what you were going through, but it's for a while. He says that he will perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. God is a God of settlement. Are you hearing me? A young lady desperately in need of a husband. And there's nothing wrong in that though. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't let anybody fool you or don't let anybody mock you. Some of us are too ashamed to boldly declare what we need from God. You need a husband, you need a husband. There's nothing wrong in that, okay? God is a God of settlement. Are you hearing me? Some husbands are not just husbands, they are settlement. You know, there are boys. There are men. Have you seen men before? Yet, there are those that I call settlements. Amen? I prophesy that for one young lady here. In the name of Jesus Christ. Settlement in every aspect of our lives. Some of you have been crying to God desperately for an anointing, for a grace that you know when it comes on your life, it will settle many things. That's why you need his hand. You need a miracle so that when that grace lands on your life, it brings divine settlement. We need miracles, number two, so we can be distinguished. We need miracles to be distinguished. Some of us carry titles that make people think we are wealthy, but we are not. Some of you, it is difficult for you to convince people that you don't have money. How will you not have money? You, a doctor. My brother, that's what we see, Amo. So you need a miracle to be distinguished. You, are you not a forex trader? Are you not HR in your organization? My brother, in fact, even look for who will give me money now. You know that people who don't believe that you can ever lack. And don't feel bad if you are at a point in your life where you lack. Even Jesus
lacked once. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. Jesus said, look for food to give them. He no get food. He had nothing. He said, look for something to give them. They say, we don't have anything, though, but there's a young boy here with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. He said, young boy, come, let's discuss. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Even Jesus was stranded once. He needed a donkey. He told them, he said, go over to the village opposite you. Fine, you will see a donkey. Lose it and bring it. I can't trek. Are you hearing me? So don't feel ashamed or don't make anybody mock you or make you feel bad that you don't have. There are times when you don't have, and that's why you need the hand of God. Are you hearing me? Some of you just need a little boost for your business. If only I can get 500,000. If only I can get 2.5 million. Even if it's a loan, I will, at least it will distinguish me. How can I claim to be doing this business and look at me, nothing to show for it? If only I can get $3,000. Yeah, stop thinking in naira and start thinking in foreign currencies. Yeah, stretch your faith and believe God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The crusade we are going for in Bio. The equipment. Stage, a 24 feet by 24 feet stage. With roof. You know all those metal stage. Those and equipment and many things. They say 1.something million per day. I say we will get a move. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I told somebody, I said, this one is chicken change. Now, how much did we spend when we went to Abuja? That was not even enough for one of those services we did in Abuja. And yet, God did it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So begin to stretch your faith and believe God. Some of you need a miracle for distinction, to be distinguished. You wear suit, but there's nothing to show for it. No, sir. No, sir. It's not just enough to be a fine boy. You need to be a handsome, fine boy. And there's nothing wrong with that. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Even you know you'll be more confident. You'll have more confidence. I know you're anointed, but there's a confidence that being handsome. Are you hearing me? Not wearing shoes that you cannot defend. Carrying bags you cannot defend. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No. You need a miracle that distinguishes you. Amen. Some of you need a new car. You need a new car. Yes. You are moving that jalopy too much. Do you know what they call jalopy? May you never know it in Jesus' name. You don't push to start. No, now. You push your father's car, now you are pushing your own car. The devil is a liar. The devil, any transgenerational descent of poverty, we cut it short from your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And some of these things are, you need them, all right? So that you can be distinguished. Number 3, you need a miracle to make life easy and smooth. You need a miracle to make life easy. Easy. No, now. With this heat, no, things around you need to be cool. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of you, what you have is enough for you. It's just that now there are many family members, so it's no longer enough. Life cannot be easy like that. Are you hearing me? Life needs to be smooth. Jesus said, I came that they may have life. And have it how? Is it a crime to live in abundance? Is it a crime at all? Are you asking too much? Need a miracle to make life easy and smooth. Are you hearing me? God did it for Solomon and things were easy for him. He didn't fight. He didn't do anything. He just came and maintained riches. Are you hearing what I'm saying? David, his father, saw hell. In fact, David had to... David one time sent his men to go and meet one man. Say, tell him that we took care of his flock, oh. We took care of his servants and everything. And then, just say, I beg, give me small. David say, if he finds anything in his hand to give to his servant. That was stylish begging. Amen. And when the man said, I know they give. David said, all right, if there's anybody remaining with head in your house today. Amen. That was David for you. But when God blessed Solomon, he came into rest. Look at what Solomon told another king. 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 4. Look at what he told, I think that was the king of Hiram. He said, but now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. The Lord give you rest in this season. In your business, the Lord give you rest. May God give you one client. Those of you in business. That when you sow for that one client, you can lock your shop for 4 days. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You know, all those other people go, when you day now, you know they shop, no idea house. They won't understand. There's one person that once you work for that one person, it's enough for a whole month. You know those kind of clients? Uh-huh. You need them all. And they are around you. They're in this city. They're in your city. It's just for God to slap them your way. I heard that you are doing so and so thing. Or your supply 1,000. And to supply one is going to give you a gain of 5 zeros, 4 zeros. After that kind of supply, you just go and rest. You go on vacation. Eh? You put your number in front of your shop. You say, if the place is locked, call this number. Are you hearing what I'm saying? To make life easy and smooth, you need a miracle to catch up with time. You need a miracle to catch up with time. The pace at which you are going, you will start growing white hair under your jaw before you even buy a land. No, sir. God can give you speed. God can give you speed just because he wants to give you speed. God can hasten that visa approval. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes, God can break protocol for your sake, and the protocol will only be suspended for 1 month. As soon as they stamp your visa and you have taken off British Airways, once you land, they'll come out with a new law. This is Nalayo. Let's go back to the status quo. It was just meant for you. The miracle was just for you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We are talking about a God that said he can spare an entire city if he finds 10 righteous men. Can't God make them overturn? God can make them in that embassy. Oh yeah, everybody that you are holding visa, give them this month of October. Let them go. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Just in case that's your expectation. You need a miracle to catch up with time. You need a miracle to see the hand of God at work so that your faith can come alive. Some of us don't really have faith. But maybe when God does something for you tonight, you will know what it means to have faith, because you have an evidence. You have a proof that the God that you serve is not a joke. You need a miracle so that you can live in peace. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that there is nothing too hard for him to do. Do you still believe? Do you still believe again? I'm the God who works wonders for you. Do you still believe? Do you still believe again? There is nothing that I cannot do. Do you still believe? Do you still believe again? I'm the God who works wonders for you. Do you still believe? Do you still believe again? There is nothing that I cannot do.
salvation tonight? Do you still believe again? Who walks one? Do you still believe? Wonders for you. I'd like you to believe him tonight for your health, for that document that you are long awaiting, for a contract, for a push in destiny, for God to remember you like he remembered Sarah, for God to remember you like he remembered Anna. Listen. The Bible says even the hairs on your head are numbered. In Isaiah chapter 49, I think in verse 15, it says, I've written you in the palm. It says, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, but I will not forget you. 8 point something billion people, yet God knows each and every one of us, and he knows your need. Trust me, he knows. Even while you think that this service may be for another person, he knows, and he's determined to ensure that you are first on his list. That's the kind of God we serve. Hallelujah. And God will do what only he can do and glorify his name. In the name of Jesus. The promises we have contained in the word of God tells us that everything that we are looking for is possible. The promises that we have in God's word. Do you know there are more than 7,000 promises in God's word? Yeah. More than. And every one of those promises God is committed to. For God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent of his word. It is not too big for him to say, I'm sorry, I can't do this. I didn't hear what you said. No. Try him and see. There's no one that put their trust in him that is put to shame. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth in your seated position and talk to the Lord tonight. Tell him what you desire of him. Tell him what you desire of him. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder, please talk to your father tonight. Talk to him. Consider all the works thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the roaring thunder that pass through a universe. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands, Makrita labaka sotolo boboya daba. I see the sun, I hear the roaring thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Alabara na makasia.
then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. Ekoloboko siyamanda, I've how great thou art. Then sings my soul, yes it is, my Savior God to me. How great thou art. How great I am. Doctor here tonight, his presence is here. How great I am.
Yeah.
are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. And my Redeemer, you are worthy to. Father, you are worthy to be praised. My God, you are worthy to be praised. My Redeemer, my God. You are. Is there anybody with the name Gloria? Gloria, come quickly. Gloria. Gloria. Gloria, please come quickly. Tala ramakasi pratele moko sutala mayala. Hallelujah. Please, if I mention a name that is connected to yours or is yours, please come quickly. Gloria. Come quickly. I have a word for Gloria. Gloria. Or your daughter is Gloria. Gloria. Who is Saratu? Saratu. Saratu. That's your name exactly. Saratu. That's what you are called. Come quickly.
And you are worthy, worthy to be praised. My Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised.
Please get your prayer request written. In the next 5 minutes, we are going to stand up to pray on those requests. I tell you the truth, the God that we serve here is a God that answers prayer. Take the next 5 minutes to ensure that your requests are written. Those of you who are following online, there is a link that will be provided. You can just tap on the link, fill your prayer request online and submit it. We are going to pray in the next 5 minutes on that. After the prayer request, I'm going to minister to the sick. I said there are people who need miracle in their bodies. After we pray for the prayer request, I'm going to minister to the sick before we are done tonight. Somebody shout hallelujah. I want to pray for somebody. Listen, there are two set of people with this name. First of all, it's like a son name or a family name. Ali. Ali. Then there is somebody that the Lord showed me. Your brother's name is Ali. Please listen to what I'm saying. Make sure you come out if it looks like yours. I want to pray for a family that has a son name. Either your father's name or your son name is Ali. But then also, there is somebody, you have a brother whose name is Ali. This brother of yours is dark in complexion. That's the exact description the Lord gave me. It's called Ali. Come quickly. Your time has come. Let's give the Lord a big hand of praise. Come on, clap like you mean it. I said clap like you mean it. Hallelujah. Jesus is amazing. There's nothing that he cannot do. God is moving in this place right now. Lord, we give you praise. Ila mashanda la mayagala hoski teleme la mahasaye. Festus. I heard that word. Festus. Festus. And then there's a young lady. It looks like your father. His name is Festus. Your father's name. Alright?
Now, whoever has that name, Festus, come. But then, specifically, there's a young lady. And if I'm correct, this young lady is like light skin. Your father's name, his name, is also called Festus. Come quickly. Let's move the way the Spirit of God is moving. Make sure you are writing your request right now, because we are going to stand up shortly and begin to pray. Fill out every expectation and everything you are believing God for. Write about your visa approval. Don't skip it. Write about that document that you so desire. Put anything that you are believing God for. Put it there. Okay, God, I need a job. Me and my wife needs a job, but maybe you can just do one for one person. No, sir. No, ma. Put both of you there. Amen. And let's trust the Lord for amazing wonders tonight. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All of them are connected to Gloria on this line.
Who is Gloria? Exactly. Who is Gloria?
None of
Gloria.
Them. Only, Mom.
Gloria.
Only the baby here with Gloria.
Huh?
The baby here is Gloria.
Your baby is Gloria?
Yes, sir.
Come forward. Your baby is Gloria. Ah, there's, is it not Shoko? Shoko, what?
Gloria, Shoko Yemi.
Eh.
La-el,
and I mean name the baby. And I mean, of course, I can't keep those things in my head. Come, let me lay my hands on Gloria. In the name of Jesus. And glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Is there anybody whose sister is Gloria? Come. You know, God can just tell me to call you out and lay hands on you. That's all. You will understand what it means in the days ahead. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Sometimes it may just be a touch of preservation, a touch of excellence, a touch of healing, a touch of breakthrough. Ali Mahasaya. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercies endure red forever. Amen. Oh, for His mercies endure red forever. Amen. There's somebody. It's not a must for you to come out, but if you are bold enough to come out, please come. But it's not a must, okay? You have a condition with your body, and at the same time, I'm seeing what is wrong with this person. I'm also seeing it wrong with a mother to somebody here. I don't know what it is, whether it's blood or discharge that is coming out of your body. It's not normal. It's abnormal. There's a discharge, a flow. I don't know whether it's blood or it's just a discharge, but it is not normal. The hand of God is touching you right now. Like I said, it's not a must you come out, but you know, you can be bold enough to just say, I don't care. It's my case. I'm coming out. God wants to heal you right now. Wherever you are, the Lord is touching you. The Gloria that is a sister is fair in complexion. Fair in complexion. Your sister, fair in complexion.
Yes, sir.
Is she younger than you?
No, my elder sister.
Okay, she's your elder sister?
Yes, sir.
Clap for Jesus. Is she married?
Yes, sir.
Please just take two steps forward. One, two. How many children does she have?
Sure. Five.
She has five children.
Yes, sir.
Wait, I will find out why God said you should take two steps. For His mercies. And Jared, who is the second born in your family?
Her name is Grace.
Grace.
Yes, sir.
Where is Grace?
She's in Bauchi, sir.
Grace is in Bauchi.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to pray for Grace, but let me get to Gloria. Tell tell Gloria that the Lord said that this will be a season of open heavens.
Amen.
How many boys does she have?
She has four boys.
Gloria has four boys.
Yes, sir.
The Lord said this is going to be a season of open heavens.
Amen.
And the hand of the Lord is upon her children.
Amen.
The hand of the Lord is upon her children.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We speak over their lives and their destinies and we declare that doors are opening for them in this season.
Amen.
Doors are opening for them in this season.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You said your second born's name is Grace.
Yes.
Where is she?
She's in Bauchi, sir.
What is she doing in Bauchi?
She's teaching.
She teaches.
Yes, sir.
She's a graduate.
Yes, sir.
Teaching.
Yes, sir.
So Grace is the second born.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you a word for Grace. You are what position?
Fifth.
You are the fifth.
Yes, sir.
I want to pray something for Grace. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
The Bible says, a great and effectual door is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. You will expect that when somebody's name is Grace, everything should be working smooth, right? And I'm not saying that simply because she's teaching. No, I'm saying that because of what the Lord is showing me. All right?
Yes, sir.
Now the Lord is asking me to prophesy something for Grace. But just before I will open my mouth to say it, I saw that that looks like a desire for you also.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
What I'm talking about is something that will require traveling out of Nigeria.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to say, God said, prophesy that for Grace, but then I saw you standing by the side and God says he needs it too. Kali kalabasia kata. Rendre keti gromogo sobrana. There's somebody that has something to do with football. And I want to pray for you if you are here. Because the Lord is about to open your heavens. Football. This is, you have put your mind that this will be like a career I will pursue. Something is about to open for you.
Yes, Papa, she said.
You play football?
Yes, sir.
Chineke, clap for Jesus. You'll be surprised. You think there is a guy that will come out. Amen. You play football?
Yes, sir.
Professionally?
No, sir, but tomorrow I have a biggest match.
You have a match tomorrow?
Yes, organized by Zulu.
Is your mother aware that you play football?
Yes, sir.
And supports that you play football?
Yes, sir.
When she start bringing the dollars, you go follow chop. Eh? My dear, God is about to open doors for you.
Amen.
This is just a question. What I'm just asking out of curiosity. What position do you play? What's your
four, wing? Number four.
You're number four?
Yes, sir.
What do you call that? Sorry, I don't watch football always. Eh? Defensive midfielder. Okay. Wow. God is showing me that you play more than that too. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You play defensive midfield.
Yes, sir.
That's, you told me that.
Yes, sir.
But I'm also seeing you standing in the post. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Now God is about to open a major door for you.
Amen.
Hear me. First of all, I see you at what they call this, is it Nigeria Professional League or something? I see an opening.
Amen.
And I see a call from a scout coming for you.
Amen.
And the Lord said, from there,
you will have to choose between Europe and America.
Amen. Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know why I said I saw you standing at the post too? Because when I looked at you, I saw this, what do you call this? Is it Falcons? Super Falcons that won? And I saw the goalkeeper of the team. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Lord said she can keep also. That's the way I heard it. God is about to open doors for you.
Amen.
And I prophesy between now and ending January.
Amen.
Those two calls that you are waiting for is coming to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Anybody here, you have a relative that is into football, soccer, any kind of professional athlete or whatever it is. Prophecy for one is for all. I decree and declare that as God does it for this one, he's doing it for them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is done, my dear. Celebrate God and return back to your seat. Come, sir. I want to ask you another shocking question. I'll pray for you. All right? God is going to open a major door. Go and tell Grace. All right? This is the way God is telling me to tell her. That when the opportunity comes, she should apply for work and study. Not just study. When the opportunity comes, tell her that the Lord said, when the opportunity comes, she should apply for work and study. Because that's what God will do.
Okay, sir.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at her and I see the hand of the Lord shooting her to Europe.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
One more question. Why is this woman out? Please? Yes? Huh? Oh, the discharge. You, please come. Brother, please stand. Let me pray for this woman. Clap for Jesus. Look at me, madam. Thank you. I salute your courage. How long has this been?
Huh? I think 7 days or 10 days now.
The last 7 to 10 days.
Yes, sir.
7 to 10 days.
Yes, sir.
Does it come with pain?
No pain, nothing. Just after I menstruated then.
Father, we cause this affliction to leave now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's give the Lord a big hand of praise. Are you ready to pray? Come. Who has something to do with? Is it like a mechanic or something like that? Who has something to do with? I see like a mechanic fixing parts. Do you know anybody like that?
Yes, my dad deals with cars then.
Your dad deals with cars?
Yes,
and their parts?
Yes, ma'am.
Clap for Jesus. Not all mechanics are poor. Some get money. Oh. Money you have not seen, I'm telling you. Some by crook and some by... Are you hearing me? Uh-huh. It looks like this service is for your family.
Amen.
From Gloria to Grace to you to your father.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands. Father, I declare that a season of remembrance has come for this family. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at me. Your father fixes cars?
Yes,
he fixes cars.
Yes, sir.
Where is your father?
He's late.
Oh, he's passed away now.
Yes, sir.
There is somebody. Are you the only male child?
Yes, sir.
You're the only male child?
Yes, sir.
There's something God wanted to do for your father that couldn't be done. And God wants to pay it back to someone in the family.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The Lord said there's a favor your father was supposed to walk in. A connection with government people. People in the government. I don't know whether he did or not. But the Lord said that in the season ahead, he's about to open a door. There's
Amen.
Somebody amongst you, your siblings, that God is going to give a favor with government.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Somebody is about to get favor with government.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hold my hand. Father, we declare it done. Let that door be open for grace. Is there a civil servant in your family? Civil servant. Civil servant. Yeah, somebody who works with civil service.
No, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Civil service. Gloria's husband works well.
Okay, he's a soldier.
He's a soldier.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
His husband too is a soldier.
If you're a soldier, I work with the government now. You are a civil servant too. You're a soldier, you're a civil servant. You don't know. Go and tell him the favor of God is upon him.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we declare that you visit this family and do for them as you have determined. The same door opening for grace is opening for you this season. And you will come back to read the email of your testimony. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's give the Lord a big hand of praise. I want to know why these people are out. I think I've gotten the glory I need, amen? Come. This lady, you said Gloria is your sister?
Yes,
come.
Sir.
Who is older, you and Gloria?
No,
you are older than Gloria?
One.
She's your last born? Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you that the Lord will give you peace of mind.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And I'm praying that the hand of the Lord will preserve Gloria.
Amen, sir.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The hand of the Lord will preserve Gloria.
Amen, sir.
From affliction.
Amen, sir.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. When you go back, you give her that message. It will make sense to her. The hand of the Lord has preserved her from affliction. In the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. And
Amen.
You, the Lord said to prophesy peace for you. Peace of mind. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Peace of mind. The Lord give you peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's give the Lord a big hand of praise.
Yes, Daddy. This has a brother named Ali. And then...
Ali?
Yes. Dark in complexion.
Just you. Ali?
No, they are all connected.
Your brother?
All connected to Ali.
Is dark in complexion? Come, madam, you are the one. You are looking at me as if you are watching cartoon. Clap for Jesus.
Huh? He has a cousin sister named Saratu Ali.
Saratu
Ali.
Ali is your cousin sister.
Then Saratu Ali is his mother.
Your mother is Saratu. Are you seeing how one word can pick out many people? Huh?
Then Saratu is also his mother. Then Ali is her father.
I want to pray. Ones that Ali is your father, come. I'll pray. You said your brother's name is Ali.
Sir, I even wrote his case on my prayer point today.
Go and bring the prayer point. Let's see. You wrote his name. Go and bring it. Clap for Jesus, brothers and sisters. One by one. Anybody I call out by prophecy, I'll make sure I finish with them before we pray. Amen. When we stand up, we're going to move with speed. So I want to just finish this one there. There's Daniel in the worship team. Not the one that sang, the other one. Where is he? What's his other name? Huh? Shout that name again. Buba. The Lord said there's somebody with that name. When I was praying, I saw his vision this afternoon. The Lord said there's somebody with that name, Buba. Come, where are you? Quickly, please. So we can pray. Make sure you finish writing your prayer request because we are going to pray shortly. Amen. Your mother. Okay, Ali. All of you. Your father's name is Ali. Yeah, that's true. Your father's name is Ali. Ah. Your mom's name is Sarah too. Come and shake my hand. Is your father due for promotion?
He has not mentioned it to me.
I want you to find out because I'm hearing promotion in my ears.
Daddy, we have a Buba here.
You are Buba?
Yes.
Your name is Buba.
His official name is Buba.
Your name is Buba?
Yes.
Name they come out, oh. Name they come out. And you see the way the Lord, I want to know if that's the only person. But you see the way the Lord, I was praying and I saw him. He's in worship team. And the Lord said, there's somebody with that name. I say, Kai, I can't remember. Oh. He said, just go and mention it. There's somebody with that name. He's going to pick that person. Your father, God is about to open a door for him.
Amen. Amen.
I think the last time with you, this is now word from knowledge. All right?
Yes,
we'll go back to prophecy, but this is word from knowledge. I remember there was a time you sent me a request about him or something, and then you mentioned specifically he was in Lagos or something like
yes,
that.
Sir. Yes, sir.
God is about to move him from Lagos. That's Amen. What I saw.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm going to prophesy two things. Three things. Number one, he will be moved out of Lagos
Amen.
To a good place.
Amen. Amen.
Number two, I hear promotion coming.
Amen.
Number three, I don't know whether they do it in the police, but I saw your father going on a course.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Outside of Nigeria.
Amen.
I don't know whether they do it in the police. I know they do it in the military, but I don't know if they do it in Nigerian police.
Amen.
But in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
That's triple blessing.
Amen.
Receive it for him in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's clap our hands and give Jesus praise. Father's name is Ali. Father's name is Ali. Nawao. Come, my dear. How are you? What's your name?
Jumai.
Huh?
Jumai.
Yes. How many sisters do you have?
Six.
Good. I want to pray for all of them. It's six sisters.
Yes.
Plus you, seven, ba?
No, plus me, six.
Oh, you pass six sisters.
Yes.
Wonderful. Is any of them married?
No.
All right. So this is going to be. And before your very eyes, all of these things will manifest. Where are your sisters?
They are at home.
They are at home.
Yes.
Between January and March, one person will marry.
Amen.
Between April and June, one person will marry.
Amen.
Between July and September, another person will
Amen.
Marry. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Any ugly door that has been closed towards marital settlement,
Amen.
Prophecy for one is for all.
Amen.
I declare that that door opens now.
Amen.
Let that door for marital settlement open now.
Amen.
Open now. Open now. Open now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Do you believe it?
Yes, sir.
The Lord said, look at me. The Lord said that this year and last year, I saw like two disappointments.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
One, the disappointment was the person is supposed to even come to the family.
Yes, sir.
That's when it happened. Then the other one, the disappointment just happened between the person and the boyfriend or whatever it is. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And I don't know why the hand of God is specifically... If you allow me, I want to pray for your firstborn. But I don't know why the hand of God is on the second and the third born. I don't know who they are.
The second one is man. It's female.
It's female.
Yes.
The second born is a female.
No, it's male.
Oh, it's a male.
Yes. Well, he's married.
Okay, he's married.
Yes.
Imagine this kind of family. All girls, no marry. Only the guy is married. That has to be demonic. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Congratulations. Do you want it to start with you?
Yes.
Hold on. Let me ask a question. You know I said that if it is for me, I will prefer... That God starts with the firstborn. Is the firstborn a female?
Yes, sir.
The firstborn is a female.
Yesterday when
we are discussing about marriage, she told me that even if we marry, my if she don't marry, she don't have a problem about that. Let us marry. That's what you do.
God is going to start with her.
Amen.
Go and tell her. Listen, my dear,
don't worry.
I know this God is a specialist in miracles. Tell her that I, Jonathan Nansel Lagan. God didn't tell me that he would start with her.
Amen.
Me, I put her as number one on the list.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Shake me. And for your brother, I don't know, but I hear the word Germany. Go and tell him to write Germany on his diary. It will make sense in the days ahead. But the Lord said there is a breakthrough for him that connects with that name. Germany.
Germany.
Who is Jerry?
No, he's working with one barrister, Jerry.
He works with a barrister, Jerry.
Yes.
I know. But God is there is a breakthrough that will connect him with Germany.
Amen.
Germany.
Amen.
Tell him to write it down.
Amen.
I stretch my hands. Do you believe in prophecy at all?
Yes, sir.
It's not just to these ones, but to you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let me even pray it like this. Anyone that is displaced, by the power of prophecy, we locate you to your place of destiny.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Christ. Shake my hands. Your time has come. The Lord is visiting your family. In Jesus' name. Clap your hands for Jesus. Are you ready to pray? You said you wrote, fine word was written there. What? Booba.
Number five. Yes, Father, sir. Visit Ali and his wife this month.
Huh?
Father, visit Ali and his wife this month.
Did you hear it? It was written there. Father, visit Ali and his wife. So what do you want God to do for them?
They were married since 2023 April and they don't have issues.
No child.
Yes, and they have family challenges like that.
Oh, dear. Father, we prophesy peace. Chances are that the challenges may also be connected to lack of children. Madam, how many children do you want Ali to have?
Two.
You want two?
Yes, sir.
Boy and girl.
Boy
girl and girl.
Boy and,
boy and boy.
Boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl.
Yes, sir.
All right. So you are the one that determined the miracle. Father, we prophesy to Mr. Ali wherever he is. According to the request of your daughter, give him one boy and two girls. I added that one, the third one. I added the third one in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Look at me, madam. It will not be long from now. You will come back and testify that
Amen.
God has done it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you believe God is changing people's life, give him a big, big, big hand of praise. Amen. You see, prophecy is not just to tell you how much the man of God knows. No. That people are going through real issues. So when you call them, you need to spot that issue and ensure that it is solved. Are you ready to pray? I want to finish with these people and then we'll stand up to pray. Huh?
Yes, sir. Sarah to Ali. His cousin.
Who is Sarah to Ali? Your cousin.
Yes, sir. And then Ali is her brother.
Your brother is Ali?
Yes.
Come. And I see you holding a paper. Is that your own prayer request?
She wrote Ali also.
You wrote Ali also in your request. Okay, let him get it checked up for you.
And daddy, we have people connected to Festus also.
Festus?
Yes.
Father, I pray for divine visitation over their dads. Come, Buba. Do you have an uncle with that name?
No.
No, the Lord says there is an uncle with that name. You have an uncle with that name.
My mom's elder sister husband. Yes.
Your mom's
elder sister.
That's your auntie's husband.
Yes.
Is Buba.
Yes, sir.
The Lord says, what do you call that in Africa? That's your uncle now. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Don't worry, God cannot be wrong. If God tells me something, I'll follow it. If God tells me there is $100 under my pillow, if I go there and don't see $100, the person that carried me home, I'll start from that person. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. All things are possible when we call on His name. You know that Sinatra song? All things are possible in Jesus' name. Mountains will come, chains shall be broken. All things are possible in Jesus. The Lord said I should tell somebody tonight that what man thinks is impossible, including you, He has made it possible. Not it will be or it is. He has made it possible. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for Buba. The Lord said Buba will not die. The Lord said Buba will not die.
Amen.
And this is not to get you scared, but I'm also praying for your dad. He will not die.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I don't know why the Lord is saying that. I want to cancel any attack that was programmed against you and your family member.
Amen.
Look at me. Anything that was programmed to bring death in the month of December. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Both for Buba and your dad, I cancel it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I don't know why December. The Lord said December. Anything that was any form of death that was programmed. Somebody sent me a text through the night. You know, this morning, I just got to the phone after prayers and I saw the message. Call the person at the distant place. You say, I as if something is pressing. Any program of death around your life at this miracle service, we declare that it is canceled.
Amen.
It is canceled.
Amen.
It is canceled.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Please rise on your feet. We are going to pray right now. Let's squeeze in on the little time we have. We are going to pray right now. I'm still praying it again. Any attack of death that was programmed around your life. Listen, these are not just mere talks. When you see emphasis on a particular word again and again, is because there's something, there is an attack already being planned in the name of Jesus. Whether you are aware of it or not, any program of death, any contract of death that was written and signed using any blood consigning you or your family member, we stand by the blood of the Lamb to annul it now. We stand to cancel it right now. I said we cancel it right now. In the name of Jesus. You are going to start from there. Any programming of death around my life or those of my family members, I cancel it in this service. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and cry. Every programming of death, every attack of death that has been programmed against you, I can't hear you pray. You are not praying at all. Please pray like your life depends on it. Any charm that was concocted, any arrow of death, fire to anyone around you, lift your voice and pray. Let it be canceled, canceled, canceled. Ay, 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 ay. Glory be to God. Ay, 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 ay. Glory be to God. Ay, 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 ay. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ay, 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 ay. Glory be to God. Hey, Shadabaya. Reke peso koporokoba. Razone que prende que fila la parada. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ale que vaya da gaba. Ase que bolo bolo. The sentence of death, the program of death is cancelled. In Jesus' name. We are going to pray that prayer. My spirit is disturbed. We are going to pray that prayer again. But first of all, let's submit the prayer request. My spirit is really disturbed about that prayer for against death. We are going to pray it again. And please, when I say pray, pray like it has to do with you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We have been here in this our meetings where we've prayed prayers like this, or prophetic words were released, and just the following week we are going to pray. My spirit is disturbed. Any sentence of death around your life, including those that don't even think it is them, in the name of Jesus, it is canceled in this service. It is canceled in this Sabbath. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please, let's get the prayer request collated, and then we are going to pray for 2 minutes, and then I'll begin to minister shortly in the name of Jesus. You said your brother's name is who? Ali. Where is he?
Yes, sir.
Come. So is it written there?
Yes, sir. It's written there. Let God give my two brothers a job, Ali and Benjamin.
Wow. Your two brothers a job. Wait, so these are your brothers. Are they born again? Are they born again? They fear God. Did they serve God?
Yes, sir.
Do they drink? Is there any of them that is drinking?
No, sir.
All right. Because sometimes asking God to give somebody money, some people are terrorists though. Some people can be against God. Amen. You ask God to give somebody that is not born again a job with serious money. You have started womanizing for him. You started it for him. Amen. God is going to favor them both. Is any of them married?
No.
None of them married?
Yes, sir.
Come, let me shake your hand. Father, grant her heart desire. Give both her brothers Ali and Benjamin jobs so that they can be blessed enough to take care of the family, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I hear in my ear for your family celebration.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I hear celebration bells coming.
Amen.
Celebration bells.
Amen.
In your family. I don't know what it will be, but in the name of Jesus, let this be a season of celebration.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And let me pray for you too. Look at me. I see something like pains that you usually have on your side.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. The Lord said you will not have where?
This
side?
Yes, sir.
You will not have it again.
Amen.
It's canceled in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a big hand of praise for that. Let's get the prayer request quickly, quickly. In 2 minutes, I want it collected. I want us to race with time so that we can pray. We will pray against death. We'll pray until I feel a release in my spirit. You know, listen, let me tell you something. Do you know why sometimes when people pray about something bad that they don't want to happen, it still happens? Sometimes it's not because God intended it to happen. There are few occasions when it is meant to happen, but God puts it in your heart to pray so that the damage is minimized. But sometimes I notice that people of God don't know how to pray through something. Listen, you pray until the burden is lifted. You don't pray and stop because time is over. No. You pray until the burden is lifted. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of you just stay and then you begin to sense death around you, around your family. Bind yourself with prayer and fasting until that thing is lifted. Sometimes we pray, but we don't know how to pray through. And then eventually it happens. But in this service, anything that was concocted for evil against you, as we pray, God is going to dismantle it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please bring the request quickly. We are about to pray. Psalms chapter 116. Three scriptures and then we'll pray. 116 of Psalms verse 1 to 2. 116 verse 1 to 2. I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my supplications. Because He has inclined His ear to me. So when you pray tonight, pray as if the ears of God are right before you. He said, therefore I will call upon Him as long as I live. Psalms 57 and verse 2. Psalms 57 and verse 2. I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things. How many things? I can't hear you. How many things? Last scripture, Job chapter 5 verse 8 to 11. Job chapter 5 verse 8 to 11. But as for me, I will seek God, and to God I will commit my cause. Let's go on. Who does great things and unsearchable? Do you have this verse in King James? King James and NIV. King James says, who doeth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. Do you have NIV? Miracles that cannot be counted. Just give me all the translations you have. It says there's no end to His surprises. There will be no end to the surprise of God in your life. Marvelous things without number. Back to New King James. Let me read verse 10 and verse 11. It says He gives rain on the earth and sends waters on the fields. He sets on high those who are lowly. And those who mourn are lifted to safety. I read these three scriptures so that you know that God answers prayer. I'd like you to find a neighbor's hand, just two. You are going to agree with that person. And you are going to insist that every request that was written is answered. Open your mouth and begin to pray right now. Insist. I can't hear you. 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 Insist for a turnaround. Your name is the highest. Your name is the great. Help me. Your name is the most. We demand a change. We demand a turn around. We demand a turn around. We demand a turn around. In Jesus' name we pray. Find the hand of another neighbor. Find the hand of another neighbor. Psalms 116 verse 8. What did she come out from? Huh? Just wait, I'll come to you. Psalms 116 verse 8. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Lord, every sentence of death around me or my household here at this October's miracle service, I agree that it is canceled. Open your mouth and pray for the next 60 seconds. Open your mouth and pray. 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 In the name of Jesus, every garment of shame programmed by the enemy upon my life, on my household, I tear that garment now. Open your mouth and pray. Every garment of shame. Every garment of shame, pray. Every garment of shame. Every garment of shame that the enemy has decided that he must wear in this season. Let it be torn right now. Let it be torn right now. No one around you will know shame. No one around you will know shame. No one around you will know shame. No one will know shame. No one will know shame. No one will know shame. Every garment of shame, you will not wear it. You will not wear it. You will not wear it. You will not wear the garment of shame. You will not wear the garment of shame. You will not wear the garment of shame. in Jesus. Then you pray. Listen to me. Every evil garment designed by your enemy to be placed on you, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, it will come on them instead. I said it will come on them instead. It will come on them instead. The Lord is showing me a set of people right now carrying baggages. Baggages that are not yours. Baggages that are not yours. Heavy load that is not your own. Lift your hands, everybody. I command that load that you are carrying, whatever it is, load of shame, load of reproach, load of poverty, load of problems upon problems. That's the power of God right now. Right now. Let that load disappear from your life. Hey, let it disappear from your life. Let that load disappear now. Disappear now. Disappear now. Disappear now. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. Anything that was smuggled into your life by the kingdom of darkness, through your dreams, anything that is not yours, smuggled into your life, and is the reason for problems that you don't understand, in the name of Jesus, I smuggle it back to the sender. I smuggle it back to the sender. I smuggle it back to the sender. The power of God is there. I smuggle it back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ. I smuggle it back. Loose. Right now. All over the world, the Spirit is moving. I don't know why I'm standing at the back. There are a few people that the Lord wants to touch right now. As the prophet said it should be, all over the world, there is a mighty revelation. Hey! Alabakataya! Of the glory of the Lord. Touch! Right now, as the waters cover the sea, all over this place, God is touching people. I see the Lord pulling things out of people's body. Alabakaya dalaba. I see the Lord pulling things out of people's body. Pulling things out of people's body. Right now, it is uprooted. 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 You will not carry what is not yours. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of in this place, and we worship and adore. I'm just touching people randomly as God wants me to. May God give you a miracle in this season, a miracle that will crown your testimony. There's somebody here. something was fired into your body like affliction. God is removing it right now. As if you saw somebody injecting you or something like that. It's been uprooted now. It's been uprooted right now. It's been uprooted right now. Just let the power of God walk in this place. And you are here. Lord, you are here. In this place, help him, Allah Kadayaba. And we worship him as the touch of the Lord. Find who has that back. Your holy name. Stagnation comes to an end. I said stagnation comes to an end. You are here. There are 8 people that the hand of God is coming on right now. That embargo of stagnation is about to be removed from your life. Wherever you are right now, the hand of God is upon you. 8 of you. In the name of Jesus. Touch! Let that embargo of stagnation Be over. Touch! My God, the power of God is strong. You are here. I say you are here right now. In this place. And all we can do is worship. Touch of the Lord for you and for your mother. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Everything that has slowed down your pace in this service, God is removing it from your life. Help this woman. Everything that has slowed down your pace in business, in career, everything that has reduced your speed is uprooted right now. Yes, Lord. It's been uprooted. Touch! Halabakatele mahasu. And you are here. Lord, you are here. You are here. In this place. And we worship and your holy name. I know you are here. I'm just touching people as the Lord puts in my heart. It's a touch of liberation, of liberty. It's a touch of liberation. It's a touch for a release. There's somebody here. You have someone who is on drugs. I'm seeing injections. Are you hearing me? You have somebody who is a victim of drugs. Whoever you are, the hand of God is coming on that brother, that relative, whoever that person is, that uncle, that cousin. And let that demon, let them go right now. It's under narcotic influence, drugs. My dear, come, can I pray for you? Did you come alone? Oh, You brought her. Please come. Let me pray for you.
You are here in this place.
Your life will never be the same. Let it be a season of renewal. A season of renewal. A season of restoration.
You are here.
La karamalagadayadada. Please lift your hands. I pray from today that fresh fire rests upon you right now. Please bring out these ones that the hand of God will come on right now. The Lord said to declare fresh fire. Fresh fire. Take them out. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Right now, all over this hall. Push! Push! Help them. Take them out. Take them out. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Young men, fresh fire. Let it come on you right now. You feel fire in your stomach. Fire in your belly. The Bible says from above he has sent down fire upon my bones and it prevailed. Fresh fire. I release it upon you right now. Receive the fresh breath of the Spirit. Mama, can I pray for this mama, this woman here? Mommy, can I pray for you? Come, I'm here. I'm here. Please come. Can I pray for you? Come. Are you put together or you came separately? Come. You came separately? Come, let me pray for you. Mommy, the Lord said remembrance. I don't know what that word means. Come and stand here, my dear. You, no, mommy can be here. You come here. The Lord said it's a season of remembrance. A season of remembrance. For you and everyone around you.
Amen.
And a season of peace.
Amen.
Peace of heart and of mind.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That fire is still falling. Get her to check if it's still there. Bishop, get her when she's up, get her to check if it's still there and get me the testimony. There was a woman I prayed for last Sunday. There was a woman I prayed for with goiter. Where are you, madam? Please make your way to the front if you are here. There was a woman I prayed for with goiter. She had this swelling on her neck. Please bring her to the front quickly. I have just 5 minutes to close this service.
And you are here. You are here.
It's a power of the Holy Ghost.
In this place, all we can do is worship and adore your holy.
Anything that God has not planted in your life right now is being uprooted. Right now is being uprooted. Right now, anything my Father in heaven has not planted is uprooted, 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 uprooted now, uprooted by the angels of the Lord. It's uprooted, uprooted. Somebody shout uprooted. Shout it again. That's the power of God. And you are here. You are here. And you are here. In this place. And we worship and adore your holy. Stretch your hands towards me. Father, we prophesy over these requests. One by one, they are all turned into testimonies. Not one of them will fall to the ground. Testimony upon testimony upon testimony upon testimony. Let it be so in the name of Jesus. Let the windows and the doors of heaven be open. Let angels be released. Let there be divine visitations. Let there be laughter and joy amongst your people. Let there be miracles upon miracles. I prophesy a season of uncommon miracles. Uncommon miracles. Uncommon miracles. Lift your voice and shout it louder. Amen. I declare that your story has changed tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Clap your hands and give Jesus all the praise. Give him all the praise. Hallelujah. You said, why were you outside? Your father's name? Is your father still alive?
Yes, sir.
Is he walking?
But he has issues at work.
Huh? Please remain standing. I will let you know when to sit down. Please remain standing. God is still walking. Please remain standing. Just 2 minutes and then we'll be seated. But please remain standing. The angels of the Lord are still walking. They're still walking all over this place. They're still walking. Please. He said, what does he do?
He's a servant. So he has been out of office for a while.
Father, settle him in his career. Settle him in this season. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I prophesy for your family a grace to complete project. Please, can you get a bowl for this lady? Please, can we get a container or something for this girl? Huh? I said a grace for projects. Anything that looks like a family project, a building, whatever it is, may God settle it and complete it. And there will be no delay to these manifestations.
Amen.
You return back with testimonies.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Please, if you are sick, we may not have time to take testimonies, but let me just pray randomly. Put your hand where the condition is. Let me make a very quick prayer before we sit down. If you are sick in your body, please put your right hand where the condition is. If it's in the delicate part of your body, just put your hand on your chest. The Lord has already begun to heal right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command that sickness disappears now. Any swelling that God has not planted in your body goes down now. Any unwanted discharge dries up right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed in your body. Be healed in your bones. Be healed in your muscle, in your bloodstream. The Lord touch you and touch your family members. That person in the hospital right now, I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost that they are standing up from that bed of affliction. That person in the hospital, they are standing up from the bed of affliction right now. I said they are standing up from the bed of affliction right now. Be healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. In Jesus' name we pray. Please clap your hands and give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Be seated for 2 minutes before we go. Father, these ones in front, I decree and declare that your fire will rest upon all of them. From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Anything that you have not planted is uprooted right now. And Lord, set them on fire perpetually. Not only to these ones in front, but even to the congregation, even to those who are following from their homes. I release fresh fire right now. Fresh fire from above in your bones. Your life will never be the same tonight. If you know that God has done something marvelous and your eyes have seen it, put your hands together and give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Quickly before I make another call, please, if you know that the Lord has touched your body and you are healed, I just want you to obey the instruction quickly. If you know God has touched your body and you are healed, or you have gotten a report that somebody else is healed, please rush to the front quickly. Just in a minute or two. If the Lord has touched you, you can feel it in your body that you are healed, or the affliction has reduced, please, can you step forward quickly? Very, very quickly. I have just 5 minutes to close this service. Please step forward quickly. Quickly, quickly. God is going to permanent that healing. Step forward quickly. Let's clap for Jesus as they make their way to the front. I said clap for Jesus. Oh, you are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. And let your name be glorified. Don't worry. Any kind of deliverance that should happen, it will happen now. Amen. There's fire in this place. Somebody shout fire. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory. We give you. And oh, no. You are the Lord. Father, we give you praise for all these testimonies. Can you give the Lord praise for this line of people that have been healed? Hallelujah. Now, while they are documenting their testimonies, I want to make an altar call and try to do all this so that we can close. God is doing mighty things in this place. If you are here, you can hear me. You know that you don't have a relationship with God. You are not a bad person. But you can't be sure to say that you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You know about Jesus, but you are not too sure if you have a relationship with Him. Let this be an opportunity for you. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You want to serve Him from today and mean business with Him? Or there are things you are struggling with and you want God to help you with? Let this be an opportunity for you. I'm going to count to 10. Leave your seat. Pick your Bibles and your bags, and you are going to rush to the front with the speed of light. For you, this will be your own miracle for tonight, that you have been restored back, that you have returned back to the Lord Jesus, and then begin a new chapter in your walk with Him. You want Jesus to be Lord and Savior over your life? You want to rededicate your life to him afresh? You want to have a relationship with him? Please, wherever you are, I will count to 10. Make your way to the front quickly. Even if you are amongst these ones in front or you are wherever, please rush to the front quickly. And I want you to celebrate God for them as they come. 1, 2. Maybe if we keep clapping, they will come. The call to salvation is a call to redemption. The call to salvation is a call to restoration. The call to salvation is a call to freedom. The call to salvation, Jesus said, I have come that they may have life. Make way for those coming to the front. And that they will have it more abundantly. The call to salvation is not a call to slavery. It's a call to freedom, to eternal life. Please clap for them as they come. 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm waiting for you. The Lord is calling you. My brother, my sister. Keep coming. We have all the time to wait for you. 7. Don't be ashamed. Don't look at who is around you. Make your way to Jesus. 8. Can we give the Lord a bigger hand for this soul? 9. I'm holding up for one more person who needs to join them. 9. The Lord Jesus is calling you. He doesn't condemn you. I'm still waiting for that one more person that should join them. Surrender to him. He loves you. He died for you. He wants you whole. Can we give Jesus a bigger hand of praise for these ones? Hallelujah. I tell you the truth. The miracle of salvation is one of the greatest miracles you can ever witness. For me, I am fulfilled because of this. This has crowned the service. I know that there are people. Just help that young man. The power of God is so strong on him. I know that every time we gather like this, there are people who must make their way right with Jesus. And I thank God for these ones in front that have taken a bold step. Please let the church stretch their hands towards these ones. Pneumatic, please stretch your hands towards them and pray for them. My brothers and sisters in front, please lift up your right hand as a sign of surrender to Jesus. Repeat this prayer after me and mean it from the depth of your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Please, if you need to join them now, 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 before we finish the prayers. It's never too late. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I surrender my heart and my life to you. Thank you for dying for my sins. I receive your eternal life. And I declare from today, I am saved. No longer under condemnation. I live to serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Please keep your right hand lifted. Father, you sent your son to die for these ones. And I decree and declare that their sins, though many, are forgiven by the authority of your word. Let the power of sin be broken over their lives. The power of Satan, death, hell, and the grave is broken over their lives. Powers and forces from their father's house and their mother's house, from their villages that has kept them bound, is broken right now. I declare freedom and liberty over their lives. And whatever you have not planted in their lives is uprooted right now. Seal them with the Holy Spirit of promise. Let the Spirit of God come on them and may their lives never be the same. In the name of Jesus Christ. Forward ever and backward never. Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Please put down your hands and look at me. Thank you for this noble decision you have made. Okay? Everything starts afresh for you now. God is giving you a new book. A new life. He wants to begin with you and mean business with you. Alright? He will make up for the years that have been lost. and it will take you safely to your place of destiny. I'd like you to do two things for me. Number one, I'd like you to return back next Sunday. You want to be in this atmosphere, hear the word of God, and know that your life is changing for the better. I'll be here again to see you. And make sure you talk to somebody. Bring somebody. Let them come with you and experience what God has done in your life. In the name of Jesus. Number two, do me a favor. Please turn to your left. Follow that man waving his hand right now. He will hand you over to our counselors. They want to pray for you and speak to you briefly. Let you know how you can live your newfound life in Christ Jesus. All right? And that will be the end for this service for you. God bless you. Please take your step to the left and let's give them a big God bless you as they go.
If you've been blessed or inspired by this message, you can connect with us by liking our Facebook page and subscribing to our YouTube channel at Sons of Glory Network International.